My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Kay Ross.
And you're listening to Best Quality Vacuum. It is the Duck Feed show about Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and El Camino.
And this week we are talking about Tohajali. This is an episode that was written by George Mastris and directed by Michelle McLaren to air originally on September the 8th of 2013.
My birthday.
Oh, yeah.
The day I turned 33.
Mm.
I was gifted with Tohajali.
Yeah. Every time I put these notes together, I think I want to go back and like look and see like what WAF we were working on around the time.
Okay.
You know, around the time that these came out. And then I never do that because, I mean, for us, you know, we were like recording these podcasts and then like talking about the show in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what we were doing around then.
Yeah.
But yeah. WAF a couple years old. Tohajali, mm-hmm. 0 years old.
At that time. Yeah.
Yeah. This episode is about Jesse's plan,
mm-hmm.
you know, figuring out Walt's biggest weakness is money. You know,
yes.
Otherwise, it's all for nothing. Use it to tighten this noose around him and set up this kind of Rube Goldberg machine of tragedy for the next episode.
Yes. You know what there's a lot of in this episode, Gary? Chicanery.
Yeah, there's some chicanery in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of a good plan.
Yeah.
You know, the bit with the picture? With mm-hmm. Huel, like, is genuinely real smart.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little bit of thrill from that I did when they figured out the pest control tent.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, oh, that's just a clever idea.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I were playing a tabletop game and my players came up with that, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, all right. Like, yeah.
Take a feat.
Yeah, inspiration, you know? Points all around, yeah.
Inspiration points all around. That's good. You know, good job, Hank. good job, Jesse.
Yeah. But yeah, no, just we're kind of seeing the machine, you know, tick together. And I mean, just, we said it last episode, but Walt's luck is officially out. Right. And,
yes.
You know, it is a combination of his own actions here, but also like Jesse knows the real him better than Hank does. Right.
He figured it out. It took him a long time to get there.
Yeah.
You know, to actually land at this point and know him,
mm-hmm.
you know, completely. Like, he's been scared of him, knowing him in a way and thinking he's unpredictable, and this is the way he's figured out he's predictable.
Right.
You know, concentrating on the things that he knows he will do, not the things that he might do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot. This episode's huge.
Yes.
So we're going to get into it. Next episode, fucking mind-blowing as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're not recording that yet, so that's going to be a wait for you and for us.
Yeah. Also, the episode is named after the reservation. In the Sandias, the Navajo reservation, where they were, you know, they buried the money. That's where that comes from.
Yeah. It was very good of the, these meth dealers to do a land acknowledgement. so we start off, Todd is finishing up a batch.
Yeah.
You know, in the Nazi super lab that he has, and Lydia is there supervising,
mm-hmm.
Doing the purity testing, and we're at a pitiful 76%.
Yes, but it's still better. Lydia calls it marginal, but it's better.
Yeah, it's better. You know, she's stringing him along in a gross way.
Don't like it.
You know, yeah, we're going to find out. He's gross to her. She's gross to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Lydia is upset that it's not blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's the blue color?
Yeah, that's our brand, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, Jack's like, hey, that dude who learned, as I guess this is Kenny, that dude who looked like Wolverine, he couldn't crack 70. That's the headline here.
Yeah. The, you know, the guy who is underground, Declan's little angel.
Yeah.
You know, they ask what, Todd thinks. He's like, hey, you know, it looks kind of blue to me,
uh-huh.
kind of a blue green. Can you see some blue in it? They're not taking this. You know, the thing that they make poison for people who want to kill themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, they suggest using food coloring, you know, oh, you know, that's how they color farm raised salmon.
Yeah.
You know, this is a product.
Yeah.
Todd brings Lydia some tea, you know, calls her Miss Quail, and he's really upset. You know, he's like, listen, I'm really sorry. I think I know what I did. I think I overcooked it a little bit. So lost some of its color. I can do better.
You burnt it like a cake.
Yeah. It's very like it. And she's like, oh, you know, I do appreciate your efforts, you know, puts her hand on his hand. You know, she wants to, you know, she knows that he has the hots for her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's using it.
Yes. Yeah. She's using it. Yeah.
Yeah. She's using it.
Yeah. No, just Todd's crush. It just the way that Todd expresses any human emotion or connection is so bizarre.
It's super psychopathy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of times it is, we see a lot of it once he gets Jesse. It's the same way you treat an animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I really should have watched you more. I'm sorry, I'll do better about that. Like,
it's one of my favorite things about El Camino, right? Is seeing just the very off way that Todd relates to everything. You see it all over his house. But yeah, he's interacting with Lydia like he's got like hair dolls made of her or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Todd gets a little closer and saying, like, listen, I can have my Uncle Jack smooth things over with your buyer. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want, like, basically I can send Nazis to murder them and make them accept low meth.
It's his one move.
it's like Uncle Jack solves all my problems.
There's a Steve Perry ballad playing in the background here.
Yeah. Love theme from Lydia. And Lydia leaves, you know, gives Todd the mug and he admires it. There's a little bit of lipstick on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is as horny as he's ever been in his life.
Yeah.
This is when Walt calls.
Yes.
You know, and he's like, yeah, you got it.
Just like, oh, you want to kill Jesse? Okay. Yeah, you got it.
You got it. He drinks from the mug with the lipstick stain. You know, we cut over to Gomi meeting Hank under an overpass.
Yeah.
Jesse's in the car and Hank wants Gomi to hear about the plan.
Yes.
Jesse's new plan. And Jesse says, listen, I know you need evidence, but Walt is too smart to leave any. But there's one bit of evidence he will never get rid of, and it's his money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the money is, but I know somebody who might know where the money is.
Right. And this is where we run into something that I think the show does very well, demonstrating different kinds of criminals and how they interact.
Yeah.
Agreed. Like Huel is just a different kind of like a different kind of criminal, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, he's always been from a different show or from a different movie. But that's very clear here. Yeah.
He's real Cheez-It, it's the bat.
Yeah.
You know, as a guy, and I like in Better Call Saul, how we kind of see the Cheez-It, it's the bat origins.
Yes.
Of him, uh-huh. You know, he's that level thug though.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it's giving lie to, we were talking about last episode, the illusion of Walt's kind of omnipotence.
Mm-hmm.
He's got these fucking clowns.
Yeah.
As his two best guys. His two best guys are Saul's best guys. And the reason they're his best guys is because he knows them.
Yeah.
Like, he's met them before. They're his only guys. And mm-hmm. his other guys are Jack, and he thinks he has control of Jack, and he doesn't have any control.
No.
Like, the Welker gang is the rabid dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not Jesse.
No.
You know, it's an illusion. He's a paper tiger, full paper tiger at this point.
Yes. Yeah. But Gomez shows up, and he's got Huel's phone. You know, like, hey, we have him, you know, captive in a safe house. Shows up to the Schrader house, and Hank unpackages an animal brain that they got from a butcher and pours some blood around it, saying, hey, you're up. This is a good plan, but it is also firmly in chicanery territory.
It's super chicanery.
Yeah.
Like, it's very Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, George Mastris.
Yes. Right,
he did some stuff on that as well. So Hank and Gomi show up at the safe house to talk to Huel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Huel at first is being good, you know, he's not going to say anything. I don't know anything. And he says, listen, you know, we're actually keeping you here for your own protection.
Yeah.
Walt is going to take care of Jesse. We can't find Saul. You're next. He's like, why would he take me out? And he shows him the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Saul sold him out, showing him this picture of brains of Jesse on the floor.
Yeah. Lying there like, oh yeah, no, just we got this like super staged picture of Jesse's body after, you know, somebody shot him in the head. Right.
Yes.
And this breaks Huel. He's like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize, like, you know, he starts talking.
Yep. And it works. Mm-hmm. Like, he's only loyal to a certain point. You know, he does want to survive though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's not as cool as Mike.
No,
he can't figure this out. You've got to hear in the notes that, we don't know if Huel leaves after this.
Yeah.
This is a meme in the community. There's a lot of, jokes about Huel's rules, which would be a spinoff they would do about him living in the safe house. And some of the thumbnails made up for it are very funny.
I've not seen the thumbnails. I'm just aware of the meme. Yeah. No,
I like Huel's rules.
just him being left here. No, it's on IMDb. So some IMDb said it worst. It's unclear when/if Huel left the room.
Yeah, that is some real, I know that sometimes I can want to see, you know, the steps and things being set up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, that is some real, TV Tropes calls it what happened to the mouse.
Yes.
You know, you know, he says, listen, you know, if you call Saul, Walt's going to trace your location mm-hmm. here. We don't want you though. We just want the money.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
who is in full confession mode. Like, I don't know anything. I don't know where the money is. You know, I got the van, I loaded up 7 barrels worth of cash. Talking you know, how much cash? 7 barrels worth.
Yeah, barrels? Like, yeah, no, yeah. like a Home Depot.
yeah.
50 gallon the, ones.
You know, I just, and all I know is it came back really filthy. Mm-hmm. You know, Walt came back, he had us wash the van. Mm-hmm. It was really filthy and he had a shovel with him.
Yes.
You know, those are your clues. Very odd that Walt had them wash the van rather than going to the car wash he owns.
You know, maybe. Yeah.
Like he doesn't have evidence on him.
Yeah. I didn't think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So they leave, they say, Huell, you have to set tight. Leave your phone battery out. Don't put that in or you can get traced and don't discuss the case with the officers guarding you.
Yeah.
The less you distract him, the better he can protect you.
Yeah. Because they're operating outside of the laws here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the guard who's on duty here, you know, doesn't know why Huell's being held.
No. ASAC just told him, hold this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like how, like, in Better Call Saul, like later on, we do learn that Huell got off because of the poor police work done here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Go Huell. I love this next scene. We mm-hmm. get Walt meeting with Jack, and something I've been talking about, you know, handing it to the Nazis in this the show is that they are businessmen mm-hmm. during this. Like, again, he doesn't control them, but I like this exchange he has with Jack.
Yes.
You know, he's like, okay, you want us to kill your former partner. Okay. Is this rat patrol? Uh-huh. And when, you know, Walt goes, no, you know, he's not a rat. He just won't listen to reason.
Yeah.
And Jack isn't going to argue with him. He's like, okay, not a rat. Won't mm-hmm. listen to reason. You know, he's really focused on the results. Like, he's very practical.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, about this.
You know,
and but he's not, he's also like smart. He's not an idiot.
No. He puts together what Walt isn't saying, you know, like, okay, yes. Well, here's a killer. You don't need an army to do this. You don't need our like connections. He's not in lockup. And it's like, oh, this is yeah. something you don't want to do yourself.
Yep. And Walt says, again, very similar to, you know, Jesse might not understand the finer points of child poisoning.
Uh-huh.
The absurdity. He's like family to me, to yeah. the hitman you're hiring.
Yeah.
To kill him. You know, he's like, okay, you know, quick, no pain, no fear, right in the back of the head.
Uh-huh.
You know, gotcha. Jack's willing to do it.
Yeah. No, there's a little bit of an echo here because like Saul had it right when he was talking about the old Yeller thing, right? You know, yes. like his little metaphor, you know, like as he's explaining, like, yeah, no, he, you know, like Timmy had to do it himself. You know,
yes.
like it was what he owed him. And
yep.
Walt is no Timmy.
Yes. And he's going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Walt brings up payment and Jack says, oh, we don't want your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want you to cook for us.
Yeah.
You know, just tutor my nephew here.
Yes.
Apparently, the one part of this I also really like that I forgot.
Uh-huh.
Walt says, you know, Jesse's angry and Jack says, how angry? Like Hulk angry, Sylvester Stallone angry. And he looks up at Todd and goes, no, like just does a little like,
yeah,
not this guy.
Yeah. Not this.
You know, Todd's getting a weird, like slow revenge for Jesse punching him.
Yes.
And, you know, shunning him is really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like this line. Apparently that blue touch you put on it, it's all the rage with them Slavic types.
Yeah. Them Slavic types.
Just the subdividing of like putting people outside of whiteness that Nazis do.
Yes.
Like it's a yeah. horrible thing to do, but like just on display here. I don't know.
Well, and the hypocrisy too, like they are trying to make a better product for these people.
Yes.
You know, you know, Walt's like, you know, absolutely not. And then I love Jack, you know, I'll bet I triple your money. And Jack goes, that's a drop in the bucket compared to what we can make with the blue stuff. Walt is hesitating and Jack says, you know, I said you shouldn't skimp on family.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love that line. you know, so he agrees to do one cook.
Yes.
You know, and he holds it. Jack holds out his hand. Another time he's shaking hands with his Nazi,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's like, well, you know, we can do it tonight if you want. Do you know where he's at? He's like, yeah. I don't know where he's at, but I know how to flush him out.
Right. And he uses Brock again.
Like, yeah.
Again. Okay. My best guys, Kubi and Huell. All right. Yeah.
My best guys are everyone I know.
Yeah.
You know, he stops by Andrea's place, you know, to talk to Jesse and he sees Brock and asks how he's doing. This is actually, you know, people talk about the poison juice box.
Mm-hmm.
Shit in this. I love that we never actually see him poison him, but we just get to have Brock being a little bit weirded out.
Mm-hmm.
you know, on some level, Brock probably associates this person with that trauma, but he's a kid and doesn't understand it.
Yeah. Just unsure of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Uh-huh. I also like Walt's like little big gulps. All right. Then here, Fruit Loops. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Fruit Loops. Great. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Jesse hasn't called since 2 weeks ago just to check in on Brock, and Walt makes up a story that is a lot of truth in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesse is using again, and I'm really worried about him. I can't get in touch with him.
Yeah.
You know, Jesse is worried, is using again, and he is worried about him, you know?
Yeah. And Andrew's like, oh, like, have you considered calling, you know, talking to his lawyer? It's like, yeah, no, he doesn't have to talk to him. He checked. He's not in lockup or anything. You know, kind of seeing around this, and you know, it's like, okay, well, yeah, I can give him a call if he's mad at you. You know, maybe he'll respond to me. And he gives he gives her his new cell phone number.
Yep, and just you know, have him call. And he leaves. We see that Kenny and the Nazis are watching the house.
Yeah,
you know, and when he comes back, he wants them to take the body away from the house so it's not in front of the boy.
Yeah,
you know, things like that. This being the trap, this is actually going to set up a huge tragedy for this family.
Uh-huh.
You know, Walt has just sealed the doom of Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as well, because Jack's not an idiot,
right?
You know, like he can put this shit together.
Yeah, you know, like, oh, so it has been demonstrated. This is how you get leverage over Pinkman.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he files it away. Mm-hmm. Hank listens to the message from Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jesse had gotten that, maybe he'd do something, but Hank intercepted it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, nice try, asshole. He's not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Goes back into the house telling Gomi and Jesse, like, listen, that van line doesn't use GPS anymore.
Yeah.
But he thinks, you know, man, he came back covered in dust. He probably buried the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, yeah, but you said the van doesn't have GPS. He goes, yeah, but like Walt doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Again, chicanery, but smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, everyone take an inspiration point.
Yes.
You know, smart.
And also we don't see it formulated. Like it is left to us to like realize with Walt what happened here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which I think is good. So Skylar is trying to keep Junior out of the house. So she's training him on the cash register at the car wash, insisting that after every transaction, he tells the customer to have an A1 day to reinforce the brand.
Yeah. The kind of thing that makes me want to kill myself when I worked at jobs like that.
Oh, terrible, terrible. I don't want to do anything for the brand.
No. The worst example of that is Cold Stone Creamery, where like you ring the bell and they have to sing a song. I don't think they have to do it anymore, but they did for a while.
I don't know that Cold Stone still exists.
Cold Stone still exists.
Okay. The one in our
town. It's not ascendant.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like doing great, but it still exists.
Yeah. Man,
everything's that roll-up ice cream now. Have you seen the...
roll-up ice cream? What?
Yeah. It's
what you say to me?
It's a Korean ice cream or something like that. You make it on an anti-griddle. You basically take all of the ice cream ingredients, chop it up, and then it lays flat on the anti-griddle.
Okay.
And then you roll it with like a patching trowel into little rolls of not very good ice cream.
Huh.
It's like too cold. You don't get very much. It's a novel form factor.
Yeah.
I was so excited when I first saw it, but it's not... Better than ice cream.
It's still just ice cream with the ingredients in it. It looks nice. Like this. This seems like it is just for the gram, I think.
Yeah, it's another one of those. It's a food trend.
God, I would fuck up some ice cream so bad right now.
Ice cream's good. Yeah. I have downstairs in the fridge. I bought some ice cream the other day, and I got some Corn Pops ice cream. Because everything's fucking a mashup now.
Yeah.
2025. Everything is just mashed into every fucking other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, cereal milk ice cream with Corn Pop chunks in it. That sounds fucking good. And it is.
Yeah. Yeah. All I have in my freezer is some lemon blueberry sorbet, like a jackass.
Yeah. You should sprinkle some sugar over some frozen chili.
just chisel off a slice.
Yeah. Chisel off a chunk. Give yourself an ice pop. Saul comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Skylar gives him a look like, what the fuck are you doing here? And Junior recognizes him.
Yeah.
I like these two characters get to meet.
Yeah. Local celebrity. Yeah.
Yeah. Junior's face in the background of this, just his big smile is so good.
And Saul's just like, hey, don't drink and drive, but if you do, call me.
Yeah. Can't turn it off.
Nope. You know,
speaking of keeping the brand on.
Yeah.
Walt follows him outside and says, you know, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, we're at, you know, DEFCON 1. Huel is gone.
Uh-huh.
Jesse's figured out our plan. We're fucked.
Yeah.
And Walt notices he's even wearing a bulletproof vest.
Mm-hmm.
while he's out. This is the very tiny heads up he gets before Walt gets the text from Jesse.
Yes. The text from Jesse with a photo of a buried barrel full of money. And Jesse calls and asks, like, hey, you recognize that barrel, bitch? I've got seven more just like it. Like, Huel mm-hmm. gave them just enough information, including where to go get the barrel.
Yeah. You know, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this reminds me a long time ago, me and my ex-wife did a photo scavenger hunt for a toy magazine, action mm-hmm. figure magazine called Toy Fair that I liked. And one of them was get a picture of yourself in a ball pit.
Okay.
And there were no local ball pits. Mm. You know, they're like almost none of them now, but they were on the way out even 15 years ago. So what we did was we bought a bunch of ball pit balls and then staged a photo like we were in the bathtub with the ball pits up to our neck, just on our chest. So it looked a little bit like
okay.
we were in a ball pit because of the framing.
Huh.
That's kind of what Hank did here, with just taking a layer of cash mm-hmm. over this buried barrel.
Yeah. Just with some fill inside of it. Yeah. What'd you do with those ball pit balls?
Can't remember.
Huh.
Yeah. I probably hucked them at passing cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing in 2007. I can't remember what I did with those. 2008.
Yeah. Oh. This is red alert, right? Like, okay, yes. He's found it. You know, it's just close enough to the truth to make him panic, right?
Yep. So he speeds away. Jesse's on the phone giving this ultimatum, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to burn the money. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm burning $10,000 per minute.
Yeah.
And if you don't show up to stop me, if the phone gets, if we get disconnected, anything like that, it's all going,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you're going to die. All this money's going away.
Yeah. And Walt's screaming at him, you know, don't you touch my money. And like, it's a whole, this is a whole bunch of character flaws of Walt's, like, all wrapped up into one.
It's a character, it's a fault, but it's also the defining thing of Walt.
Yes.
Like, it's not a fault that if without the money, this is all for nothing. Mm-hmm. If you think of this as an equation.
Yeah.
Now, the only way he's going to be able to live with himself in mm-hmm. with the very short rest of his life before dying with cancer is if his family gets this stuff.
Yeah. He tries to say that too. All you're doing is hurting my family. Yeah.
Yeah. And he says it, and it's, I don't think that's a tactic.
No,
like,
no.
He knows he's going to die. Like, that's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about Walt that is everyone gets sick of saying he did it for his family.
Mm-hmm.
And in the episode where he's like, no, I did it cause I liked it. Mm-hmm. It's both.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
always
yeah.
been both.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was never just the family was never just a fig leaf.
Yeah.
You know, for him, he's more complicated than that.
Yeah. The reason I call this out is because, you know, like when they're talking about this as a plan, they say like, oh yeah, he's a greedy bastard. Right. And like greed is only part of it. This money is a proxy for his masculinity. it's a proxy for his pride. Right.
It's a proxy for his pride, and it's the only thing that's going to let him sleep at night
yeah.
with what he's done. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a proxy for pride, and it's a proxy for guilt. It's a proxy for everything for him. You know, everything that he's been through, and everything he's done, which are two sides of the equation, both of which are rough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, you don't want to have sympathy for Walt. You don't have to hand it to Walt.
No.
Walt has been through a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking sucks. This is a really sanity blasting couple of years
mm-hmm.
for Walt. He had to do things and have horrible things done to him.
Yeah.
You know, and if not for this money, that was for nothing.
Yes.
You know, on top of this money represents him being an earner, providing mm-hmm. for his family.
Yeah.
You know, it represents a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's the reason why Crawl Space is so effective,
mm-hmm.
right? Like when he gets to the bottom, the money is not there as the thing that was what he did all of this for,
mm-hmm.
and it was given to Ted.
Yeah.
Like that's the metaphor working on many levels. It's not just like his masculinity was given to
Ted. No, it was
his entire purpose, like all of his reasoning.
Yes.
Done. You know, he's more complicated than that. I think that gets, not saying you're doing this at all.
No.
It gets lost in the discussion around the show sometimes, though. I think it'll race to condemn him because he's an asshole.
Yeah. So I wasn't bringing this up to like flatten that. I was just more to, you know, to kind of like call out the episode a little bit, although it's close enough, but like the fact that it is said like right before this, like, okay, this is the motivation. It is his greed. And like, I think that it is important to underline, especially when the plan and works this well, that the money is a proxy for a bunch of other different stuff, I guess, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesse and Hank saying it's just greed, I think, is them not understanding Walt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Jesse understands Walt enough to know that he will do anything to protect this money, but I don't think he quite understands why.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Or at least the full picture. Mm-hmm. Walt starts apologizing about Brock. You know, and Jesse doesn't believe him. And he's like, no, he's fine. He's alive. That's just as I planned it. Mm-hmm. I gave him just enough poison.
Yeah. Who do you think I am? I measured it.
Yeah. You know, he just, listen, I've killed people for you, mm-hmm. Jesse. And Jesse goes silent as Walt pulls up to the reservation dig site.
Yeah.
He looks around. He doesn't find anybody. And I love Bryan Cranston's fucking facial acting.
Oh, it's so good.
During the next four episodes, like this episode included. Uh-huh. Him realizing what happened.
Yeah.
Is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Realizing he was had, right? That like, okay, I thought that I had one major problem and I thought I was preparing myself for one kind of showdown. And to realize, you know, like realizing too late that his luck has run out, right?
Yep. You know, he pulls out his phone battery and he notices this plume of dust coming down the road. He goes to hide and he puts his phone back in. He thinks that Jesse has come with some shooters.
Yes.
You know, calls for Jack. We cut over to Jack. All the guys are suiting up.
Yeah.
You know, vest and guns, you know, you had to get here as soon as possible if you want me to cook for you. Mm-hmm. Here are the coordinates.
Yeah.
And then he sees Hank get out. And again, just it's almost like in slow motion.
Oh, the way that he deflates. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jack's just like, Walt, talk to me here. What's going on? And he's just fucking dead inside.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Just absolutely destroyed, you know, just like, forget it. Don't come. And then just like waits there while Hank is calling for Walt. Like he knows there's nowhere to go. And like he just the absolute slack in his face and the way that the tears just kind of like just funnel back. Like, and they're not even like falling down his face or just welling up. Yeah.
Yeah. He thinks it's over.
Yeah.
But the definition of over is going to be way worse than he thought.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like he thought it was really bad, but again, Jack's not an idiot. And his flaw with dealing with the Nazis is thinking he controls them.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't.
No.
You know, he eventually, you know, Jesse realizes this is where they did their first cook. Mm-hmm. He's sentimental. And Walt walks out holding his gun.
Yeah.
And basically follows Hank's instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesse looking at this, you know, it's maybe over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is great. Hank gets Walt in cuffs, you know, gloats about it. He's like, hey, what do you think of that barrel photo? That's really near the grill where we used to cook for your family.
Mm-hmm.
You piece of shit.
Yeah. Saying like, oh, Gomi said, you know, you would notice that the dirt didn't match, but we figured your greedy ass would, you know, would jump anyway. Right.
Yeah. Hank says, you know, show me where you buried your money. Walt won't do it. And he goes, oh, that's okay. Like,
yeah.
We'll get a team out here. He starts doing his Miranda rights and he's relishing it.
Yeah.
You know,
he's feeling his oats here, right? Like this is this is Hank's moment of triumph.
The Walt isn't listening. He's just staring at Jesse.
Yeah.
You know, he was a rat. This is the worst thing he could do.
Mm-hmm.
Looks at him and calls him a coward. Jesse spits in his face and they kind of wrestle a little bit.
Yeah. Walt charges him.
Charges him. Hank puts him in the truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and this
whole bit.
Gomez congratulates him and Hank's like, yeah, no, we'll call the reservation police, let them know we're here. Before I gotta make another call first. And he calls Marie.
Yeah.
Well, you want me to wave for him? Wave to him for you? Like, hey, we got him.
Yeah.
And just the relief on Marie's face. Like, oh my God, it's over.
The relief and kind of like, it makes it fucking knife twisty.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know? And then Walt sees in the distance, sees some dust and it's Jack's crew.
Yeah.
Pulling up, you know, Jack's not an idiot. He saw these were coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
Saw this is very specific. There might be something worth checking out. We're already vested up.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, yeah, whatever. Like, even if he isn't there, we should see what's going on, right?
Yeah. I don't think he came because he's like, I'm going to steal the money.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, oh, this is suspicious.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we got to check this out. We get this, again, another meme. We get Walt screaming for Hank.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody can hear him.
Yeah.
Or they're ignoring him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, and he's yelling at Jack, you know, no, it's off, Jack, go away.
Mm-hmm.
But the Nazis pull up.
Yeah. They surround him. They surround, like, they're all around. It is so bad.
Yeah. It's really bad. Hank and Gomi are very outgunned.
Uh-huh.
They pull guns on him. It's a standoff.
Yeah.
You know, and the Nazis do a little tactic.
Yeah.
They're like, if you're actually cops, you know, show us your badges. We'll give ourselves up if you show us some badges. Simple as that. How about that?
Yeah.
People online who are bad at media.
Uh-huh.
They're every once in a while, you'll run into people being like, why didn't they just show them their badges? You know, like,
you idiot.
I've seen that take a couple times.
That is so dumb. Oh my God.
It's really, really dumb.
Yeah.
Media literacy.
Just in case people need us to underline it. No, they want them to like, just like, oh, like if they, you know, we don't want them shooting back at us. Like, how about this?
Yeah. Look at the drop on them.
Yeah.
You know, like
they want advantage.
Yeah. They want advantage. You know, Hank does not do this. Mm-hmm. So Jack gives Kenny a look, and we see in slow motion, Kenny closes one of his eyes to start firing his assault rifle 15.
Yeah.
I love that. And again, this is a cliffhanger. This ends, you know, they're shooting at each other. We don't see anyone get shot. Walt dives down in the car and kind of pushes his face down, trying to get into the, where your feet would go in the back seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then immediate cut to credits.
Yeah.
It's one of the like most unresolved like endings in TV history.
It is so like I remember precisely how I felt.
Yes.
Like I don't know that I slept that night.
Yeah,
which is probably an exaggeration, but good Lord.
But just like, oh my God, yeah, like just super jazzed. Like cannot believe that I have to wait a week.
Yeah.
For this shit. Just an incredible ending, and just all of, you know, last episode and a couple times we've talked some shit about some of the quinky dinks that have brought us here. Mm-hmm. It's worth it to get to this very profound tragedy.
Yeah.
That we end up here. That is Walt getting punished. It would be enough for Walt to get punished, getting arrested here.
Mm-hmm.
If the Nazis didn't show up, that's a punishment for Walt.
Yeah.
He doesn't want it. He's going to lose all his money. You know, but it's way, way worse.
Oh yeah. And it's way worse than even I expected watching this, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, you think, okay, well, we have several episodes left. Like, you know, is the rest of this going to be like not escape attempt? Because that's really dumb. But like, you know, what could this be, right?
There's a little bit of like, how is old Walt going to weasel his way out of this one?
Yeah.
You know, I remember thinking that because it is the, you know, Breaking Bad's trick that like Walt is a piece of shit, but he's also the protagonist.
Yeah.
You know, he moves the action forward. It won't be a story if he's just arrested here.
Right.
You know, that's not a story.
I think that this qualifies as a twist, right? It's hard to look back on it and, you know, say, you know, knowing everything that happens and like the direction that this goes. Like at the time I probably noticed some death flags on everything Hank was doing there, but like,
yeah.
I don't know, you know, you think it's going to go one way. And then because of Walt's actions, it goes another. You know?
Yeah. In a way that largely makes sense.
Yeah.
And again, is worse than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there wasn't when I was predicting bad things happening to the characters of this, because it's a show where bad things happen to characters you like, I was not expecting meth slave Jesse.
No.
You know, like that is so horrible.
Mm-hmm.
All of the stuff with that stuff is just so fucking rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, great episode.
Mm-hmm.
Leading into a great episode, leading into something many people say is the best episode of TV of all time. I don't know if that's true, but it does show up on that list a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the only perfect rated
shows.
Looking
forward to talking about it.
Me too. What can people do if they like the show?
If you like this show, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, and there you can kick us a few bucks a month to get a whole bunch of bonus content and support us.
We would appreciate that very much. You can also leave us ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. Tell your friends, post about us on websites. If you want to do a TikTok, you can.
Yeah.
And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen, who also composed the theme music.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. And what else? Boy.
I don't know. I mean, just look forward to.
Yeah, we're in this home stretch.
Yeah.
It's all pretty good shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm looking, I've only seen that show once.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to revisiting it. This show, you know, this is my third or fourth time watching it.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul, I've only watched once.
Mm-hmm.
So really looking forward to that.
Same. Think that's about it. Bye.
That is about it. Take care, everybody.